live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at Iron Sharpens Iron. Radio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Thursday on this 13th day of August 2020. And I know I'm going to be utterly fascinated by our interview today. We have for the very first time joining us as a guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Mike Kleinsasser. He is pastor of Grace Life Church of Richland Center, Wisconsin. And he is going to be discussing his own personal journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of sovereign grace. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Pastor Mike Kleinsasser.
It is a privilege to be with you.
And I'm going to give our listeners right away our email address if you have any questions about the Hutterites, about Mike Kleinsasser's personal journey, about the doctrines of sovereign grace that he has embraced, or about his church, whatever the case may be. Send us an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name, at least your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Perhaps you are a Hutterite and you're listening, and you're starting to question things that you have been taught, or whatever the reason would be that you would want to remain anonymous. We will grant your request, but please only remain anonymous, as I said, if it's a personal and private question. And a general question, we ask that you give us at least your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Well, first of all, tell us, before we go into your story, tell us about Grace Life Church of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Grace Life Church of Richland Center is a Sovereign Grace Church. We are actually a church plant of Grace Life Church of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, since 2010. And the church has gone through some hard times because when we started preaching the doctrines of grace, quite a few people left, and it was very hard for 5-6 years. But I am pleased and full of joy to share with the audience and with you that God is building His church. About 4 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ saw fit that the doors will open and people came. And why I am so excited is because, not of the numbers, but we are growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The core foundation, the core group of people is growing in theology, and not only in theology, but also living it out. Our methodology, our terminology is all coming to a head, and what a joy it is to see the people of God being united for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are a young church and a smaller church. There are some Sundays when everybody is present. They have been up to 100 people with children and everybody, but average, I would say it's probably around 60, 65 to 70 people regularly attending Sunday. And Wednesday, we do have Wednesday service, about 30 people show up on that. So we're excited what God is doing. We live in a community of 5,000 people. There's over 30 churches here, and they all claim to be Christians, but we know that is not the case according to Scripture. So Grace Life Church is a Sovereign Grace Church, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ that he's going to build his church, and we can say with confidence that he is.
Great, and if you want more information about Grace Life Church of Richland Center, Wisconsin, go to Facebook and type in Grace Life Church of Richland, that's R-I-C-H-L-A-N-D, Center, Wisconsin, and you'll have the information that you need. They are having a website designed for them, but it is not yet completed, so we'll keep you updated on that. Well, I would love to hear now about your personal childhood, your upbringing in your home, and I'm assuming that was a Hutterite home. And if you could tell us about that, perhaps you could even before that tell us in summary form about the Hutterites. Who are they? What makes them unique? How are they different? And how are they similar to the Amish and the Mennonites and other Anabaptists? And you could start there with a definition.
Okay. Well, the Hutterite people are a group of people that, and as we all know, they started coming out through a radical reformation in the 16th century. And there's a lot of history with there because the Hutterites came over from, they were in Russia, then they migrated to Tyrol, Austria. That's where they're originally from. They came back to Tyrol, Austria. And then they migrated to America and to Canada. And they're quite similar to the Amish and the Mennonites, but there's one distinctive difference between those groups, as the Hutterites believe in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 through 47 is literal. I mean, they live their lives. There's one man that is in control of all things. He is the hierarchy. It's kind of like the Catholic Church. So what happens is everybody is appointed a job and everybody is working. And they say what really is scary in that teaching is because they say and teach you that the commune is the ark. So if you leave the ark, you're going to hell. So that's why so many people are scared of leaving. But they're very similar to the Amish and the Mennonites. They're very works-oriented. The Hutterites are very, I always say the Hutterites are like Amish people on steroids. But they're so self-righteous, it is incredible. They do believe in baptism regeneration, so when you get baptized, that's where your regeneration happens.
Huh.
So it is quite a life to live there, but you work sun up to sundown, you never get paid, you don't get taught any of those things, so when you do leave, you leave with a blank page. I mean, you have to get taught everything. You can't handle finances. You have no social graces. It is all because, in all reality, what happens is people don't have to think for themselves. You are told what you do, when you do it, how you do it. So, and that's how you do it. And they say that is their cross. They say that is how they love one another. But that's not what Scripture teaches. But so it is a hard life. It really it is, unless you don't have to think for yourself. You just want to live there. And one thing I would say, everything that you could possibly need is being provided for you, because all the money goes into one pot. One guy handles that, and you get the necessities that you need. They say that all things they have all things common. Even in that system, that is not true. So, but again, like I said, there's a lot of similarities between the Amish and the Mennonites, but that is one glaring difference between the Hutterites and the rest of them. But it all boils down to, end of the day, works, salvation by works, and that is not biblical.
Yes, I have interviewed a wonderful brother by the name of Chuck Volo. In fact, I urge our listeners to look up my interviews with Chuck at ironsharpensironradio.com. When you click past shows podcast, If you type in the search engine his last name, V as in Victory, U-O-L-O, you will see my interviews with Chuck Volo, and he is an evangelist to the Amish, and he has been used of God to lead a number of Amish folks to a true saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and the true gospel of the Scriptures. And Chuck also is a pastor. He's the pastor of New Life Church in Maryland, in Kingsville, Maryland. And he is just a joy to know and to fellowship with. His website, just to let you know, is newlifemd.org, newlifemdformaryland.org. But well, I was fascinated by my interview. In fact, Chuck also has brought former Amish folks with him to be interviewed on this program. To hear their testimonies is quite exciting and quite fascinating. But he made it very clear that it is a completely different gospel than the gospel of biblical Christianity. As you already mentioned, it's a works righteousness gospel. Perhaps even more so, more Pelagian than the Roman Catholic Church itself. Quite frightening. Although we have to say, and now you can chime in about the Hutterites, but even though they are the Amish are very, very strict and legalistic and are involved in teaching the heresy, the damnable heresy of works righteousness salvation, that many of them are, if not most of them, are very kind and compassionate and graceful and loving, even when they have disfellowshipped people. I have been told that if they hear you're in need, they'll bring food to you. Now, would that be a similar description of the Hutterites?
Yes, they are. The Hutterites are very lovable people. They're very giving people. They're very kind people. I mean, they will do anything for anybody, but the sad thing is, then they, and the end of their life, they will bring that for collecting their merits, and it's going to be a sad day for them. And I remember very clearly when I got converted, when God saved me, I thought to myself, everybody's going to want to hear this, you know. So I made a journey. I live about 500 miles from where I grew up, and I shared the gospel with them. They rejected it. It was so heartbreaking, because the Bible teaches in the book of Romans, chapter 1, the righteous shall live by faith, and you take that to them, and it is so devastating. But at the same time, yes, they are very lovable people, and they're giving people. They give. They're the first to be there when there's a need in the community. They will help, but they're very isolated. Everything has to go through the proper channels even to do anything. So it is a very secluded life. It's a hard life. But I tell you this, for me sharing the gospel to them, they would rather accept you than me, because I'm a ex-Hutterite, and they will not accept me to come in. But if you will come and share the gospel with them, they will listen to you. But they will not listen to me. And I encourage some of our men in church here. I said, hey, they'll listen to you, but they won't listen to me. So that's one thing about them.
Now, is there anything different about the attire that they wear, and the like, for instance, the Amish have beards and no mustaches, and they have different rules like that? I mean, are there similar kinds of rules of appearance?
Yes, there are. They dress quite similar. The men wear a certain kind of shirt, and they all have to wear black. The women, they wear a certain kind of dress, and they have a big head covering. And yeah, they're very similar in that regard. But like I said, the glaring difference is, you know, living in a commune, having all things common.
Now, how would that be different from the Amish? Isn't that exactly what they do?
Well, yeah, but see, what the Hutterites, when we leave, see, the last 10 years, incredible amount of young Hutterite men and women have left. Now there's even families leaving, and God is moving through them and converting them, praise God. But they will say, the Hutterites teach that because it is so critically, people cannot understand that unless you live in it. They make it so personal when you have your own checking account and you have your own vehicle, that is for the flesh. That's what they teach you. And when you start a conversation with them, those of us that have left, they said, all you want is your checking account. I said, you want my checking account? There's not much in it. But they put so much stock in that that it actually diverts all conversation away from the gospel. They just close their eyes and their ears and they do not listen.
And are the Anabaptist roots from the same stream? Are you all descendants of Menno Simmons, or do you have a different origin than the other Amish and the Mennonites?
The Amish are actually descendants of the Mennonites, but the Hutterites are off of Jacob Hutter. He got burned at the stake. He started that movement back in 1580 or something like that, but they took their name from Jacob Hutter. He is the, if you want to say, the founder, for lack of a better word, of the Hutterites, and it's been going since then.
And he was executed by the Church of Rome?
Yes.
And do you know what the specific reasons were?
Yes, the specific reasons were because of baptizing babies, separation of church and state. They were very strongly against carrying arms.
Now, when you say baptizing babies, you mean they were opposed to baptizing babies?
Yes, they were opposed to baptizing babies. Yes, I'm sorry about that. Yes. And they were very strong about separation of church and state. So they were very critical on that, and they're pacifists. They do not believe in going to war. Being the police force and all that. They were very strong on that. So that was some of the things that they were. And they're very strong on you should not take an oath, you should not swear. They're very strong on that, too.
Yeah, sounds like there are many similarities with the Amish. Well, tell me about your day-to-day life growing up, and when was it in your life that you can recall you started questioning Hutterite belief and practice, and how did you start hearing the true gospel?
Well, my everyday life, growing up, you know, you are loved, you're surrounded by people that care for you. My mom, I had a good mom. My mom is still alive. She's 72 years old. She was a good mom. She tried to teach us the truth, but whatever she knew. But it was a good life growing up. You know, you have your chores, you have school. See, one thing, we also went to German school. I went to German school from the time I was 5 years old till I was 15. I went 2 hours a day to German school, and the rest of the time I went to English school. So it was a good life, hard life. We worked very hard. But I, very early on in my life, I knew that I'm not going to stay there. And I mentioned it to my mom. I think I was 13. Mom, I do not want to live here. And she said, I hope you'd rather die than leave. And I thought to myself, wow. But I stayed there till I was 22. And I hitchhiked out of there. I thumbed a truck driver down. He dropped me off at a truck stop in Madison, Wisconsin. So at a very early age, I knew that I will not be there. And it's amazing looking back. There's four boys and two girls in our family. All the boys left. And they probably would tell you the same story, that very early on they knew they're not going to stay there. The girls, the daughters, our sisters, they're still living there. They got married. They're in the Hutterite community. But even living there, when you go to church, you don't hear the gospel. I mean, I was so amazed when God saved me about the blood of Jesus Christ. I never heard it. I mean, I didn't even know about repentance. But God so mercifully and gracefully saved me. And that occurred in 99, and I was so amazed. And I sat back and I was wondering, what are they teaching them people? What are they teaching the people? They're literally looking now what I know now. They created two false the sons of hell. It's incredible that they just lived their lives to populate hell, and it's fearful. My parents are up in age. I plead with them. I plead with other family members to bow before the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. So to answer your question, it was a good life pertaining to it, looking from the worldly perspective. It really was. But teaching the gospel, you don't get taught the gospel. You get taught Bible stories. One thing I want to make very clear, I don't want to throw everything out they taught me, because they did teach me about God. They did teach me about God. They do teach you about God, but not on the work of Jesus Christ. Not the work of Jesus Christ. That teaching is so vague. And, so it was a good childhood.
Now, you say that you obviously discovered the true gospel. How did that specifically occur? Were you still isolated in the community with the Hutterites, or were you out of that after your trek to Wisconsin? Is that when you discovered, and why did you go to Wisconsin to begin with?
Well, if you had asked me that question about 15, 20 years ago, I said, I don't know, but now I know. By the grace of God, by the providence of God, I know why I'm here to preach the gospel, okay? But I was not in the community when I heard the gospel. I remember very vaguely about in around 98, a gentleman shared the gospel with me. And he asked me some questions, and I really didn't care. I my testimony, I always tell people, I really never thought of heaven or hell. It really didn't matter to me. But one thing, being converted and understanding the doctrines of grace, it is amazing how many people, so-called Christians, have such a low view of God. They bring God down to our level, and that is not possible. But that's what we try to do. But when you study God, we had a wonderful study through the doctrines of to the attributes of God by A.W. Pink as a church. That's incredible who God is, and He hasn't even touched they haven't even scraped the iceberg on who God is. But so a gentleman ministered to me, just shared a gospel with me, and in 1999, and the Lord, I didn't know it was the Spirit of God, but something, it started to draw me, and I never read, I never prayed, but I was drawn to the Word of God, and I started reading it, and I was married. I had one son. We had one son. I was very deep in drugs and alcohol, and I started reading the Bible. And I was up on a roof one day, and the Spirit of God just ministered to my heart so clearly. Today is the day of salvation. Do not harden your heart. I jumped off that roof. I fell before the Almighty God, and I repented, asked Him to save me, to take my life, to cleanse me, and that's when it happened. And
did you say you jumped off the roof? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did. I jumped off the roof. I was up on an 8-foot roof. I jumped off the side of the roof, and I told the God that I was working with, I said, I'll be back. I went home, and I fell before God, and I repented.
Well, you didn't injure yourself by jumping off the roof.
Nope, I landed good.
Now, so obviously, you didn't leave the Hutterites because of religious convictions to the contrary of what they believed. You just wanted to get out from under their yoke, their authority, perhaps their, maybe you considered their backward ways, and you wanted to explore modern society. Is that more about why you left?
Yes, but, see, there's a side of the story here that gets a little... Some people are just scratching their head. So when you leave there, that's why I said earlier, when you leave the Hutterite community, it is hard to adapt to the outside. So when I got converted, when God saved me, I had no clue about mean, I literally had no idea where to go. I just prayed. And my father-in-law was attending a Mennonite church. So I thought, okay, I'll go visit. So that's where it really, then me and my wife started going there. That's where it really started really getting hard when I was studying the scriptures and seeing that God is God Almighty, that we should live by faith. So in all reality, when I joined a Mennonite church, I definitely did not do me any favors. So to fast forward, so five families, we visited with the preachers, we visited with the pastors and the deacons, we just told them, we brought scripture to them, we brought questions. How about this? How about this? How about the Holy Spirit? How about all this? And they said, well, this is the way we do it. If you don't like it, there's the door.
Wow. Now, the Mennonites, I don't know a lot about them, but obviously they are a distinct group from the Amish, although they have the same origins. But from what I understand, the Mennonites are far more diverse from conservative to liberal, but you may be more likely to find among them a church and people that actually believe in the gospel, not the gospel of sovereign grace, as we would call it, but the distilled gospel of believing that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and that repentance and belief in the triune God and trusting in his sacrifice on Calvary will save you. Am I right to say that you are more likely going to find someone who believes in the true gospel, albeit from an Arminian, Wesleyan, semi-Pelagian spin?
Well, I would, all the names that you named here, semi-Pelagian, Arminian, that's all running. That all has its roots in the Mennonite, too, because one thing about the Mennonites, it's always a little more dangerous. They will teach the gospel. They will preach that you're saved by grace, but they add so much to it. If you do not follow what they have put in place, then you're not truly converted. But they will preach that you're saved by grace. But then they add all this other stuff that you have to follow and be obedient.
Right.
So, yes, they do preach it, and that's, I will say that they do preach it, but at the same time, it is not being left out as they proclaim it from behind the pulpit.
Well, we have to go to our first break, and we'll pick up where we left off in your story when we return. If anybody would like to join us, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, if you have a question. And as always, please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. We'll be right back with Mike Kleinsasser and more of his journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of sovereign grace. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4444. 4878. But Afuco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's leesdrugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Here's Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. You have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself. Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ironsharpensironradio.com. Welcome back. This is Chris Arnes, and if you just tuned us in, our guest today for the entirety of the program is Mike Kleinsasser. Mike is the pastor of Grace Life Church in Richmond Center, Wisconsin. We are discussing his journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of sovereign grace. And if you'd like to join us on the air with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us your first name at least. City and state of residence and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And we left your story before the station break when you were attending a Mennonite church after having left the Hutterite community and moved to Wisconsin, I believe Madison at the time, and you were attending a Mennonite church that was where your father-in-law was attending, and you became disenchanted, disgruntled, you were not settled in your heart and mind with what you were hearing completely. So tell us more about that.
So yeah, so as time went on, I still were teaching the word, and a lot of things came back. Even as I'm growing up in the Hutterite community, when you get baptized, when I got baptized in the Mennonite church, they gave you a piece of paper that said, "Okay, here, this is how you're a Christian." And I was a young believer, you know, I really didn't look too deep into it, but as I grew, as I was reading the scriptures, and I read the statement, that the piece of paper that they gave me, they had so many laws on there, what you have to do, what you can and cannot do, it was overwhelming. But as time went on, by God's grace and providence, more young Hutterites got converted, and they attended the Mennonite church that I did, if you do not come out of a setting like that, it's hard to explain when you leave and go into the outside world, your thought process, you have to be taught about everything. That's why you see it even in the Hutterites when people leave. There's a lot of hard times, hardships for them people because, first of all, they hate authority. And because they're always under authority, but you have to get a biblical view of authority. So I saw the same things unfolding in the Mennonite setting. And like I said, there was about five families of us that we went to the authority, to the leaders, and we laid ourselves out with biblical questions, and they couldn't answer it. They told us, "Hey, this is the way we do church. This is the way we live our lives. If you guys don't like it, there's the door." So what happened is, it was hard for us because at that time we had, I think, four boys already, and you know, when you're in a setting, you know, you get acquainted with people, you make friends, but it was hard. But we left and started to meet in my brother's basement, and I'll be honest with you.
Oh, one of your brothers that had also left the Hutterites.
Yeah, he was converted already. Converted already at that time.
And where's your other brother with the Lord? Is he also a Christian?
Yes. But
praise God.
Amen. There's four of us, but three are converted. And they all three of us attend the same church.
You mean right now? They're going to Grace Day? Oh, great.
Yes. Praise God. And so what happened is we started meeting in my brother's basement, and we just came before the Lord. All we knew, we wanted the truth. We did not know, in our reality, we didn't even know what it looked like, because we have been with the Hutterites and the Mennonites. So we fell before God and we prayed and we met and we studied scriptures. And lo and behold, a friend of ours gave us a CD of Brother Paul Washer. And we listened to that. And it's amazing. I want to tell you something. When we listened to that message, we said in unison, this is what we're looking for. This is what we're looking for. We didn't even hesitate. We went online and looked up Paul Washer. We never heard of him before. We looked him up. At that time, it was in Massachusetts, Alabama. And they had that. That was in November. And in February, they had a conference. They had a True Church conference every February. So we registered right there. We registered. We didn't even hesitate. So we went down there to Alabama in February of 2009. I want to tell you something. I want to tell the audience something. When we sat down and we listened to those men preach, see, all the preaching we heard before was centered around man. When them brothers went up to preach and preach for the glory of God, we started crying. I mean, it was just incredible. The difference when you exalt Jesus Christ instead of man. So we were there for 3.5 days. We listened to 11 messages. We sat through every one of them. We were scared. We didn't even talk to anybody. We came back the second year. We did the same thing. I want to tell you this. It was some of the hardest, I think it was the hardest 3 years of my life. Meaning, when we first heard the doctrine of grace, we understood it, but we didn't fight. We hammered it out. We were sitting around, how can this be? And we went to Scripture. We saw what the Scripture teaches. So I would say this, for me personally, it took nigh on 3 years till I fought through it and said, this is the gospel. And it was an incredible journey. Today I can boldly say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And I tell people, even when I preach, I say, listen to me very carefully. Nobody will ever rob me of my joy again. Because this joy that I have has been given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ, and no man has the right to take it from me. So it was an incredible journey. But at that time, grace, then in 2010 of November, we called up Grace Life Church of the Shoals and that we need help, if they would be willing to help us. At that time, they were really not too much into church plant. They were just starting. So, but they were so gracious to me. I mean, they personally, it's a 13-hour flight. It's a 13-hour drive, but they flew up here. They personally delivered theological books, systematic theology. I think they delivered 22 or 25 books to help me out, to teach me. It was incredible.
Now, you were already functioning as the pastor there for your brother's congregation meeting in his home?
Well, yes. We were actually, what was happening is we were taking turns to preach. And as time went on, some of the men there, they said, I'm not called to preach. So slowly they stepped aside, and I knew very early on in my conversion that the Lord wants me to preach. I love the gospel. It's very dear to me because it's real, it's the truth, and I want people to know that. So I knew very early on that I will be preaching. I didn't think I'd be a shepherd, but the Lord has called me to shepherd this flock. So at that time, no, I was not. But when we were conversing with Grace Life Church of the Shoals, we did ask, how about you guys have anybody in mind that could pastor? And they turned to me. They said, why would we send somebody up here when you have a pastor? They also saw it, you know, and heard it. So that's how that came to be, and it took a while, but I prayed through it, and the Lord has been blessing ever since.
Now, it is fascinating, as I hear you, your Hutterite background was obviously such a isolated and close-knit community that your accent doesn't even sound American. I mean, I've heard many different accents from the different coasts and from the north and south. You actually sound like you're from a foreign country. You sound like you're possibly from Germany or Austria or something like that, or one of the Baltic countries.
Yes, yes, it is very secluded. You hardly have nowadays. It's a little more because they're doing a lot of industry. But back when I grew up, it was mostly we were very secluded. And you always spoke German. You know, I was preaching in Austria a couple of years ago, and a lady that was doing translating for me, she could not translate the English words, so I started speaking in the Austrian language. Oh, man, the people were very excited to hear me speak their language. So I do speak Tyrol Austrian, Austrian German.
Wow.
German. But, some people, see, like my boys now, they don't want to speak German because people make fun of my accent. And they don't want to be made fun of.
You mean the German people make fun of your accent?
No, the people in the community.
Oh, okay. Now, that seems to be another difference between the Hutterites and the Amish, because from what I understand is that the Amish speak a dialect that is not authentic German.
That is correct, yes. I was in Austria, like I said, and I did for, after 3 days, I was there for 10 days, after 3 days, I did not speak English. Only thing I spoke was Austrian. I even could order off the menu. I was tired after them 10 days because I have to think, you know, when I speak to get the language right. But, yeah, there is a difference in their language, yes.
And we have to go to our midway break right now, and we'll pick up right where we left off. This is the longer than normal break because Grace Life Radio, and, yes, they are connected with my brother's church. And the Muscle Shoals Church in Alabama as well. Grace Life Radio is a ministry of Grace Life Church in Lake... I know I say it every day, and it's flown out of my head. But it's in Florida. Lake City, Florida. Sorry about that. And we're the Ellickson Brothers Minister, Brandon and Justin Ellickson. I hope they're listening today to their brother in there. And their fellowship of the Grace Life churches. But Grace Life Radio airs this program twice a day in a pre-recorded format, once in morning drive and once in the evening. And they are required by FCC to localize their programming to Lake City, Florida, which would include Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, since they are a not-for-profit ministry. And while they air their own public service announcements, we air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely during this longer break and write down as much of the information as you can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and more successfully patronize them. And that will, God willing, hopefully translate into us remaining on the air longer, because the longer our advertisers stick around, the longer we will likely remain in existence, because we absolutely depend on our advertisers to exist. We do not make nearly enough money in donations to sustain from that alone. So we do rely with absolute certainty on our advertisers to exist. So try to patronize them as much as you can. And also send in questions to our guest, Mike Kleinsasser, to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We will be right back after these messages with more of Mike Kleinsasser and his journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of sovereign grace. So please do not go away. We'll be back before you know it.
Chris Aronson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Chris Aronson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to NASBible.com. That's NASBible.com to place your order.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, please make solid-ground-books.com your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs, whether these gifts are for wedding anniversaries, whether they are for birthdays, whether they are for retirement gifts, back-to-school gifts, bereavement gifts. No matter what the occasion may be, and no matter who the person may be, whether they are Christian or lost, please go to solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com, and make your purchases there. Because remember, folks, even purchasing gifts from Solid Ground Christian Books for your lost friends and loved ones and family members, they might be blessed ultimately by the books more than your Christian friends, because they may be, by God's grace and mercy, they may be led to eternal life in Christ through the books that you give them. So keep that in mind. And always remember to mention Chris Aronson of Iron Sharpens Zion Radio whenever you make purchases at solid-ground-books.com for the finest in Christian literature of the past and present. Before we return to our guest today, Mike Kleinsasser, who is pastor of Grace Life Church in Richmond Center, Wisconsin, and our discussion specifically on his journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of sovereign grace. Before we return to that discussion, I just have some important announcements to make. Tomorrow on this program, my dear friend Dr. Jeffrey C. Waddington, the pastor of the Faith Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Fawn Grove, Pennsylvania, he is going to be my guest again, and now we are starting with Dr. Waddington a new series on the Book of Romans. He should be joining us 2 to 3 times a month, and we will continue that subject until the Lord makes it clear we should move on to another issue. But we hope that you join us for part one of this new series on the Book of Romans tomorrow with Dr. Jeffrey C. Waddington, pastor of Faith Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Fawn Grove, Pennsylvania. Also, folks, I hope as many of you as possible join me in Scranton, Pennsylvania on Friday and Saturday, August 28th and 29th, at the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors Conference, The Basics of Biblical Counseling. This is going to be held at High Point Baptist Church, which is in Larksville, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Scranton. And the speaker at this conference is Dale Johnson, who is the Executive Director of the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, also known as ACBC. And Dale is going to be speaking on such issues as the need for biblical counseling, the definition and goal of biblical counseling, progressive sanctification, qualifications of a biblical counselor, secular and integration theories, what makes biblical counseling biblical, and he will have a Q&A session with the audience as well. It starts Friday night, August 28th, and continues all day Saturday, August 29th, until 5 p.m. I hope to see you, as I'll be manning an exhibitor's booth for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Please, if you come, make sure you visit the booth and give me greetings. That's Friday and Saturday, August 28th and 29th, at the High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania. For more details, go to biblicalcounseling.com/Scranton-PA-training. That's biblicalcounseling.com/Scranton, S-C-R-A-N-T-O-N, -PA-training. You can also find out more about the venue, High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, at highpointbaptist.church, highpointbaptist.church. I hope to see you there August 28th and 29th. Finally, folks, if you love this show and you do not want it to disappear from the airwaves, please, please, we are in urgent need of your donations. We lost our two largest financial supporters during the pandemic hysteria from the coronavirus, and their businesses were hurt so badly that they had to put giving to us on a hiatus. Hopefully they will return to their former giving. We don't know that for a fact. We are indeed hoping they will. But please help us make up for that loss. Please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. You can also mail us a check made out to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to the address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. You can also advertise with us, as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe. You don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that's at the very least compatible with what I believe. I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, if that's the case, at chrisaronson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. chrisaronson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Please never siphon money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your local church where you are a member, in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. And never put your family in financial jeopardy in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Because those two things are indeed commands of God in the Scriptures, providing for My show is not a command of God, but providing for your church and family certainly are commands. But if you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, and you also have money that perhaps you have saved since you haven't been going to sporting events lately, you haven't been going to the movies, you haven't been going to theatrical performances in theaters and playhouses, you haven't been going to concerts, you haven't been going to you haven't been going out fine dining, you haven't been going to Bible conferences. Well, maybe you've got some money that you've been saving because of that. And if you love the show and you don't want us to disappear, please share some of that with us. Go to IronSharpensIronRadio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church, I may be able to help you find a church no matter where in the world you live. I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the planet Earth, and I've helped many people find churches in their area, and I hope I can find you a church as well. I may be able to do so because of the number of churches that I have on lists. So, please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to our guest, Mike Kleinsasser, pastor of Grace Life Church in Richmond Center, Wisconsin. As we continue our discussion on one man's journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of grace, it's chrisarnson@gmail.com. And we have BB in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, who wants to know where, either in the United States or in Canada or overseas, are the majority of Hutterites, where are the majority of the Hutterites existing?
In the majority of the Hutterites in the States are in North Dakota and South Dakota, but although they have moved into Minnesota quite a bit, but majority of them are in North Dakota, South Dakota, and there's quite a few also in Montana. In Canada, there's some around, there's some in Saskatchewan, what's that city in Canada? I can't remember the name of it. But there's quite a bit, there's quite a few, actually, I would say probably as many as in the States are in Canada. But they are growing fairly big. They're multiplying, and they're very successful in because they have adopted industries into their way of life. So, yeah. So North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana in the States, and there's a lot, quite a few in Canada. Also, I heard lately there's also a group in Japan. I have done no research on that. But I've heard there's some in Japan also.
Oh, so that's the Hutterites. I have seen, I remember years ago, I saw on some secular documentary-type television program, might have even been 60 Minutes, I can't remember, but I saw a special on a group that I thought back then were Amish, but maybe there are also Amish folks in Japan. I know it's a tiny minority, obviously. In fact, less than 1% of the population of Japan is Christian in any way, shape, or form. But that is fascinating that there are Hutterites there. Well, thank you, BB, for your question. We have Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina, a faithful listener to this program and also a generous financial supporter. Grady says, "Greetings, brothers Chris and Mike. Are there other splinter groups from the Amish community besides the Hutterites?"
What was that question again?
Are there other splinter groups from the Amish community besides the Hutterites?
No, not as there are some groups that kind of left the Mennonites, but they do things a little bit different, but. When you boil everything down, they're all in the same frying pan. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same mesh.
But there are people that go by different names that have, from the whole Anabaptist Mennonite movement. There, like, for instance, I know that there's a group, I think they may be predominantly in Pennsylvania, I can't remember where, but there's a group called the Dunkards that believe in a trine immersion. They baptize you, they dunk you three times. And there are other groups like that, so... but I'm not an expert on the issue. But thank you, Grady, for your question. Let's see. We have John in Bangor, Maine, who wants to know, this is a fascinating discussion on a subject that is rarely addressed anywhere in Christian media. Do you have any intention to eventually write a book on your departure from the Hutterites?
I have not thought about it, but I have been approached one time if I would like to make a movie of it. And I did open the door to that, but I never thought about writing a book, no.
Well,
it might happen, I don't know.
Well, Ephraim Stolzfus is a former Amish individual who came to Christ through the ministry of the pastor in Maryland I just mentioned to you earlier, Chuck Volo. And Ephraim Stolfus and another former Amish individual who became a Christian are in a documentary. In fact, I think it's a two-part documentary. The first part is called Trouble in Amish Paradise, and it gives their whole testimony of how they became Christians, how they began to be shunned by the Amish community because of that, and really a fascinating documentary. So perhaps we should get you to, you and Ephraim, I don't know the other individual that was in the documentary with Ephraim, but I should get you in contact with each other because perhaps he could assist you in getting that documentary made or that movie made.
Okay, that would be great.
Thank you, John, in Bangor, Maine. let's see here. We have CJ from Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York. And CJ says, I have heard from your previous interviews on the Amish that rampant in the Amish community is things like child molestation and spousal abuse. Are they as rampant among the Hutterites?
As what I know of the Hutterites, no, they are not. Even growing up in it, when I grew up in it, you hardly heard about it. Even I've been gone for 20-some years. You do hear of a little abuse, even spousal abuse, but very, very little do you hear about child abuse, no.
And we have RJ in White Plains, New York. RJ in White Plains, New York wants to know, I recall from your testimony earlier on in the program that you became an alcoholic and a drug addict. Are those things present, meaning alcoholism and drug addiction, amongst the Hutterite community, or did you begin drinking after you left them?
No, I began drinking while I was in there. Drugs are not an issue in the Hutterite community, as far as I know. But there are issues with alcohol, but drugs, no. But I really got into it after I left because, like I said, I hitchhiked to Wisconsin. I was dropped off at a truck stop. I got in with a bunch of people I shouldn't have, but that's when really my life started spiraling downhill. But because you try to grab on to whoever will accept you. So, no, drugs, no, alcohol, there are some issues, but my life really took a spiral when I left into drugs and alcohol.
I've got to hear more about the radical, absolutely revolutionary transformation in your understanding of how we are made right with God, coming from the endless treadmill of works righteousness in a group like the Hutterites and discovering that Jesus paid it all, as the hymn says, all to him I owe, sin has left its crimson stain, he washed me white as snow. The fact that this is a totally opposite understanding of how we are how we come from being at war with God to being at peace with God. As my friend Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries has very aptly put it, and he was primarily speaking of Roman Catholicism, I believe, when talking about this, but any system that depends on our performance in order to not only win the favor of God and earn the favor of God, but also maintain the favor of God, is really not peace with God at all. It's a ceasefire that can erupt into a full-scale war at any given moment when you lose your salvation. We, on the other hand, believe that salvation is all of grace, by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. We believe in the true shalom, the true peace that's a perfect peace, an unending peace, a peace that can never be taken away from us if we are truly His. If you could describe more in detail about that transformation.
Okay, yeah, so quickly on the works religion, works righteousness, the Bible says they have their rewards in full. I mean, this is what they got. But for me, a verse that really, see, looking back, I would probably say I believed the doctrines of grace, but I had no idea. But a verse that really ministered to me was in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. When I went through all what I was going through them 3 years and settling on the doctrines of grace, settling on Scripture, that verse was, I don't want to say it was just my anchor, but I was anchored on that verse. I pled with God and I told God that I did not save myself. I did not come looking for you. And the Bible says you began this work and you're going to complete it. So as I was studying Scripture, that verse was really, really very my anchor in them times. And also in Philippians, if you go to chapter 3, it also says in verse 12, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me His own. As those verses became alive and real to me, I was starting to realize that I have been laboring and exhausting myself for something that has no value. And as I was starting to listen to men and to read books, and I do read, but I'm very careful who I read. I listen to men. John MacArthur has been very encouraging to me. Paul Washer, Jeff Noblet. But my anchor mostly was the Scriptures. God Himself revealing Himself through the power of the Holy Spirit, that He is the Savior of His elect people. He is the substitutionary for our sins, for His people. And and going through all of this and then coming to the part of limited atonement, that was incredible, going through that battle, looking at my children. And then I came to realize I have to trust the Lord in this. I cannot save them. I cannot save anybody. It is God's will that men should be saved. And Ephesians, and I started preaching through the book of Ephesians, and I just wept. I just marveled that Ephesians, where it talks about the gift, the salvation is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. And so it was an incredible transformation in my life. And I will say this, and I will encourage anybody that is listening to me that is going through that right now, I will warn them and encourage them. When I went through it, and the congregation told me afterwards, and sometimes through it, I was not very graceful. I was preaching so hard, I thought everybody should understand it, everybody should see it. But if I could do it over, but God forgave me and all that, but if I could do it over, I would preach with love and grace, because the Bible teaches very clearly, if you don't have love, you don't have anything. And I felt at times, going through that transformation, I did not show much grace because I was so overwhelmed by it that I forgot to show it. You know what I'm saying? And so it was an incredible transformation for me.
Well, praise God. Let's see. We have Bobby in Hartsdale, New York, who says, Was there anything that you had to discover for the first time when you discovered the doctrines of grace that were not specifically about soteriology, but about the Godhead and things like that? Did you believe in the Trinity before, when you were still among the Hutterites, and the deity of Christ and his bodily resurrection and things like that?
Well, amongst the Hutterites, I really didn't. I will say that it is. I really didn't care about the gospel. But when I was in a Mennonite setting, yeah, no, I did not have to discover that, because, like we talked earlier, they do teach the gospel in the Mennonite settings. But no, I was straight on all that. I was convinced in my heart, according to Scripture, about the death, about the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of the Spirit. So it's an interesting question. No. It was more on the doctrines of grace and, you know, the depravity of man. It was more along that line that was really transforming my life. And I found out it's not Baptist talk and it's not Calvinistic talk. It's biblical talk. You know, it's biblical language. And so
Amen.
That was mostly what really did me going through that, rather than being followed. It was so Arminianism. It was so self-righteous works. It was so ingrained in us, indoctrinated, that we had to be re-indoctrinated with the Scriptures.
Susan Margaret from Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, wants to know, are you aware of whether or not your parents and your sisters have ever heard you preach on a recording?
Yes, they have.
Really?
Yes. And when it was, is when that, when we could not meet for church, we had, we set up online preaching, and they do have iPhones now amongst them, so we send them a link and they listen to it. And by the way, just to let you know, my mom also, maybe she doesn't want me to say this, but because she'll probably get in trouble, but she's been here a few times visiting, and so she came to church.
Wow.
She did come.
Wow, praise God. But your dad did not come.
Yes, he did. Yes, my mom and dad.
Oh, wow. Well, praise God. How about your sisters? Was it one or two sisters? I don't remember.
Two sisters.
Have either of them come?
No. They have not.
But
They've heard me preach. They've heard me preach some funerals and stuff like that, yes.
What has their reaction been, your parents and your sisters?
Sad to say, it's hard, because they kind of look down on you. I mean, I got to be careful how I say this. Not that they're ashamed of me, but it's hard for them, because in that setting, in that system, in that setting, when you're a preacher or something like that outside, when you leave, you don't amount to much, because they rate themselves by the lifestyle they have, the money they make, and stuff like that. And you know, as preachers, we don't make a lot of money. I'm not saying that I have needs, but I'm just saying it's hard. They kind of look down on me. I hate to say that, but that's the way it is.
Well, that's interesting, because it doesn't sound like the Hutterites are known for flourishing in finances.
Yeah, but nowadays they do more than ever.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, they have adopted industries. They're very successful in running businesses, not just farming, but they're venturing out, doing more industry.
Well, we have to go to our final break. It's going to be a lot more brief than the last two breaks. If you have any intention to send us an email with a question, please do it as soon as possible, because we are rapidly running out of time. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and his doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawsuit, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878. Welcome back. This is Chris Aronson, and we are returning now to our discussion with Pastor Mike Kleinsasser of Grace Life Church in Richmond Center, Wisconsin, and his personal journey out from the Hutterites into the doctrines of sovereign grace. And if you'd like to ask us a question, please send it in as quickly as possible because we're running out of time. ChrisAronson@gmail.com. ChrisAronson@gmail.com. We have an anonymous listener who says, I was never in any kind of a church like yours, but I have been involved in very legalistic churches before. And the doctrines of sovereign grace rescued me not only spiritually and salvifically, but even mentally from the trauma of being pressured constantly by overbearing authoritarian leaders and a system of salvation that was nightmarish. I was wondering if your family that have remained in the Hutterite community have told you that they are convinced you are going to hell and that they have no hope for you, even though they've heard you preach and hear your love for Christ and for all he has done for you.
They have not specifically said that I will go to hell, but I've heard them say that other people that left the commune will go to hell. But it's interesting what the writer said, because I must say amen, because it is mentally draining. It is mentally, you are so tired, you are so exhausted, trying to please this God that has created you, and all the weight that is laid on man to live this life. But they do say, they will say that if you leave the commune, you will go to hell. You will. But there's a scripture in John 1 that really was encouraging to me because of this mental tiredness. In John 1, verse 13, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. We are born again because of the will of God, not the will of man. So I can relate with what the writer is saying, what he wrote in, because it is a very treacherous, mentally draining lifestyle, trying to please God on your own strength.
Ronald in Eastern Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, wants to know, have you heard of many others who have left the Hutterites and have become brothers and sisters in Christ?
Sad to say, now I'm going to say this as plainly as I can. A lot of people leave the Hutterite community, like I said in the beginning. You're so isolated from everything, from the outside world. When you leave, you latch on just about to anybody that will show you any kind of that will show you any kind of favor or something. There's a lot of people that have left and say they're Christians, but I got new sad news. A lot of them are in the prosperity gospel movements. Some are in so many other churches. So to answer the question, they will claim they're Christians, but most of them, their lives would portray that they're not.
And let's see here. We have Harrison in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. And he says, do you intend to make more repeated visits to the Hutterite community to evangelize them?
Yes. In fact, we were invited as Grace Life Church. We were invited to come and preach in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to plant a church. So what we did a couple years ago in 18, I believe it was, or 19, we went. It's a six-hour drive for us, so we drove out there every other week. And the first Sunday that I preached out there, 80 people showed up. And we started preaching the doctrines of grace. We started preaching on sin. I think after about a half a year, I think it dwindled down to two or three people. But out of all this, there's a young man that is striving. We found him a church out in Sioux Falls that, that believes the doctrines of grace and teaches them. So that's a good thing. But my heart is always open to evangelize them. Yes.
Well, I want to make sure, before we go to any additional listener questions, that you have at least 5 minutes of uninterrupted time to summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today about your journey before we go off the air.
Well, the foremost of my heart and mind is this. All I've talked about, a lot of people can relate with me in being in a self-righteous salvation, which is no salvation according to Scripture. But as we go through our lives and we come to the doctrines of grace, I am a little bit troubled now because you see in the Reform movement there's people that have all the right terminology, they have all the right theology, but sometimes the methodology is not there. And My heart cries this, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that God Almighty, through the blood of Jesus Christ, by the power of His Spirit, He saved me. And the doctrines of grace are so humbling. And I plead with our people and I tell them, if the doctrines of grace, the Scriptures, are not causing you, your heart to explode in worship and humility, that God Almighty, before the foundations of the world, would have chosen you to worship Him. What a privilege we have to bow before the Almighty God and to worship Him. The Bible teaches in the book of Revelation that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. My dear friends, as believers, as born-again believers, we have the privilege and the opportunity now to bend our knees, to bow, and to profess Him and confess Him as Lord Jesus Christ. So I guess what my encouragement is this. No matter the journey you have come from, end of the day, we are all standing before God. The Bible teaches us there's a judgment day coming. And I want to encourage the listeners, those of you that are converted, those of you that love Christ, that want to love Him more today than they did yesterday, just sell out, just exhaust your lives for Him, because the reality is this, very soon, all of us will stand before Him. And the Bible teaches us in the book of Hebrews, it is appointed for man once to die, and then the judgment. We don't want to come before God Almighty, converted people, who have wasted our lives. We as believers, we have a tremendous responsibility to be ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been given a message of reconciliation, to plead with the world to be reconciled to God. Now, He has his chosen people that will be saved. That is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to plead with people to be reconciled with the Almighty God. So my encouragement is, through my journey, I'll say this, I am actually getting more excited about the gospel, about the doctrines of grace, about the sovereignty of God every day. Because I am marveling, I'm serious, brother, I am marveling that God allows me, that God gives me the privilege to bow because I have been cleansed and washed through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he, as it says in the book of Philippians, he that began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What a life that we have to live.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to worry about this pandemic. Yeah, we have to be careful and mindful of other people. But this thing does not control us. Christ is the one that controls us. I told our people last week, I said, mercenaries need to be rewarded because with money. Self-righteous people have to be governed by law. We, as believers, are controlled and governed by Jesus Christ, by the law of Christ, the law of Christ on our hearts, love as I have loved you. So that is my encouragement. What I am seeing more and more coming out from where I come from, where I am today, being able to praise God, lift up holy hands, and worshiping him for who he is. So that's my thought on that.
Well, praise God. What an eloquent and moving and obviously heartfelt appeal to our listeners to come to the true and merciful and loving grace of our Sovereign Lord. And I think it might be wise for us to also, just briefly in the very short time that we have left, eradicate the misconceptions or even the slanderous caricatures of what we believe. There are many who are involved in works, righteousness, religions, and cults and so on, who wrongly say that we believe, because salvation is all of God, they think that that means that we are off the hook in regard to sin, that we can live licentiously and even satanically for the entirety of our lives after coming to Christ, allegedly, we don't have to worry about whether we're going to be in hell because we have this one-way ticket that we have to heaven, and therefore we can live any way we choose. But that is totally foreign, not only from the Bible, which is the most important thing, but it's totally foreign from the writings of the greatest Reformed and Calvinistic preachers, teachers, scholars, authors, and theologians that the world has ever known. Am I right?
And you know what? The people that say that, that's their default line. They go back and say, well, you live like you want to live, but I cannot live like... I live like I want to live because I live like how I can live. Believers are the only ones that can live like they want to live because a sinner can only sin. And the Bible teaches us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So this notion that we can live as we want to live, first of all, converted people do not want to live as they used to live. Converted people now have a heart that has been changed, a heart of flesh. Heart of stone has been taken. I'll give them a heart of flesh to honor God and to love him. Love our God with all the heart, mind, and soul. We cannot do it perfectly. I wish we could, but that is our heart's desire. So we are striving day by day to walk in the works, the good works that God has prepared before the foundation of the world, that we should walk in them. That is our desire.
Amen. And we're out of time, brother, and I just want to make sure our listeners know that they can go to Facebook and look up Grace Life Church of Richmond Center, and that will take you to all the information that you need for the Grace Life Church of Richmond Center, Wisconsin. Well, thank you so much, brother. Thank you, everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.